Let's pick up on the avoda of Sefer Panim Yafos. I want to reinforce some of the points we made yesterday, maybe expand last week, maybe expand a little bit, and just show how some of the nekudas that we made and emphasized last week really are even more powerful than we might realize. We spent a lot of time trying to understand what the word sefer means in the context of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and start with one Mar Makom in Zvachim, actually came up in last week's Parsha. The Gemara talks about the pasuk that appears in Parshas Va'era. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paro and discuss with him taking Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. V'nitzav to l'krasol asfas ha'yor. You'll stand there and you'll greet him by the side of the river. V'omer Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish understood that set of instructions to mean Melechu. V'hasbir lo panim. V'nitzavta means he's a melech, and therefore you should be masbir lo panim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says, Rashu v'hez b'nechavo. You should be brazen, you should be bold, and you should be chutzpah to him, because he's a Rashu. But Reish Lakish, different grasos over here, maybe it's Rabbi Yochanan, melechu v'hasbir lo panim. There's a certain respect that's due the king, and Rashi explains on that line, hasbir lo panim v'hainu v'nitzavta lo kraso. That's what the Torah means when it says you should present yourself, you should stand there. And greet Paro in the morning. Lefi gedulaso, according to the gedula and the honor that should be accorded to the king, hikon lekraso. You should prepare to greet him. You should get there early. You should be the one to be waiting on him, on his presence, on his appearance. Hikon lekraso. So hasbir lo panim means prepare for that encounter, and I think that very much reflects what we're trying to say. That the hasbara that's described over here, it's not just a smile, but there has to be a thoughtfulness that goes into that smile and preparing what exactly is going through my head when I am communicating that visual that's on my face, that body language, and in the next couple of minutes we'll talk a few more aspects of that hasbara that's necessary. I was talking to Aaron Schwartzmessing, who was one of the people who heard it online, and he made the aura that another appearance of this lashon we saw in Parshas Vayechi, Leforkonach Savoris Hashem. It's a lashon of Kivisi, Lishrosla Kivisi Hashem, right? That I'm hoping, I'm anticipating, I'm looking forward to meeting you, right? And it comes across not just as a greeting, as a smile, but a feeling of excitement to bump into that person. So there's another usage, which takes a different spin, slightly in Parshas Vayetze. As Yaakov gets ready to leave the house of Lavan, v'yar Yaakov es pnei Lavan, v'nei einenu imo kismol shosham. One of the things that tips him off that it's time to go, Yaakov sees that the face of Lavan is different. Einenu imo kismol shosham. It's not as friendly. It's not as it used to be. Not long before, the unklus on that line that pnei Lavan, einenu imo kismol shosham, v'chaza Yaakov yasover ape Lavan. Yaakov saw, again, the sovar apelov, not just that he saw his face, he saw the sever upon him. Something about Lovin's face wasn't just an expression that he wore, a smile versus not a smile, but there was that svara, that thoughtfulness, that thinking behind the expression on Lovin's face. And obviously, you know, a person can frown, but whatever his expressions generally on his face are, it's the result of some thought. It's the result of an emotion that's latent, that's it may even be beneath the surface, but comes out in a way that you can recognize in a person's face. So Chaz Yaakov Yasavar Apilam, he saw not just his face, but he saw by the nature of that expression that there was something very deep and menacing almost. And that tipped off Yaakov that he had to go. So the way we turn that around, that we use it in a positive way, according to Beis Shammai, the sefer panim yafos is that it can't just be a fake smile. It has to be one that makes me think, and convey and exude that anticipation and excitement to meet that person. How do you achieve that? How does a person achieve that? That's where we take the evolution to the next level. What exactly is the thought process that we are that is incumbent upon us to consider? And it should be going through our head as we you know, the countdown to that encounter happens. So in the Pirush on Pirkei Avos by Rav Avinir, okay, see it over here. So on page 147, this Mishnah, Perak Al Mishnah Tezvav, he explains as follows. He says, it's not just about the social encounter, it's not just externals, and it's not just about etiquette. Rather, we discussed this once. This was an avoda, I think, about a year and a half ago. The smile, the greeting with excitement is a product of a recognition that deep inside the person that you meet is a tzel melokim. It would be impossible to greet that person in any other way other than Sefer Panim Yafos. Bein Tzadik, Bein Rasha. Interesting. Bein Tzadik, Bein Rasha. Zos b'shal yikar ha'erach ha'pnim ha'mulchat shal nishmaso. A person contemplates and thinks about the endless worth and value, absolute value of the neshama of the person and the tzel melkim. How could you not greet that person with a big smile on your face? He goes on to explain that this is part of the philosophy of Beis Shammai. Part of Beis Shammai's worldview was always to see the godliness and the ruchnius, even in things that could easily could have more of a focus on the gashmi. He gives an example: machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Machlokes between Hillel and Shammai. In Moreh Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amarav, what was created first, Shammayim or Eretz? Beis Shammai says Shammayim nivrotchila. Beis Hillel say Eretz nivrotchila. So Beis Shammai, they were always looking up. They were always trying to find in the Bria the Elokus. And not that Beis Hillel ignored that, but their presentation and their perception began with the Hofa'as HaBria B'mitzius, the reality of the physical creation that we encounter. But you see in Beis Shammai that there's something deeper that they were looking for, that they were trying to uncover in all of their attitudes, and that translates, Rav Avinash suggests, into the encounter with another person. And he says, really, it makes a lot of sense, because whenever we talk about Avos Yisrael, whenever we talk about Avos Brios, where does that come from? Where is the notion of Avos Yisrael and Avos Brios come from? Where it comes from is the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Right? There is no mitzvah in the 613 mitzvahs to love a fellow Jew. There is a mitzvah of Avos Hashem, and the Rishonim explain how an outgrowth of my Avos Hashem is my Ava for the Brios, my Ava for Yisrael, for a fellow Jew, such that, bring it home, Rav Avner can tell us that my appreciation and the value that I lend to another person in the way that I greet him is an expression of my Avas Hashem. Hakara Pnimis Mochletes Zu, the absolute deep appreciation for that person. Os Hakara Sichlis Ruchnis Machshavis. It's an appreciation, it's a recognition of, on an intellectual, spiritual, and philosophical level. The only way that you can't not express it with some external expression, you know, the facial expression, toward another person. So this is something entirely different to think about, right? The svara, the thought process that we worked on last week was, okay, I'm going to give this person an understanding of how much I value him. And I'm going to make that person feel good about themselves. And I'm going to give them the self-confidence and the self-esteem that smile affords. But take a step back. And what really has to be behind that? An appreciation of the Elkus that I'm encountering right now. I'm encountering a fellow Jew, a Tzel Melkim. Wow, that has to blow you away. That has to, you must take a moment to reflect and say, this is a piece of Shemayim that's in front of me. Piece of Shemayim in front of me. How could I not react with that Sefer Panim Yafos? So something to think about. I want to do something, though, a little bit daring. Notwithstanding the way that we presented it, there is a different dimension that we can add. I'd like to make the avoda here to go beyond the Hasbaras Panim that we've described, and maybe for the 21st century, take it to our phone. There's no reason why this avoda is any less relevant. If Beis Shammai had a cell phone, so he would say it's not just, you know, to be makabel kol of the Sefer Panim Yafos, but there has to be a saver kol yafa, right? You can pick up the phone and say hello, or you can pick up the phone and say good morning. You can pick up the phone and say, hi, how are you? like nowadays, everyone knows who's on the phone, right? You have caller ID. Everyone has caller ID, right? So it's almost you can skip that salutation. That's just a mannerism that is a formality. When of hello really means I am now picking up the phone. You may begin to speak. Okay, that's not a greeting. That's just like go. That's lahavdil. Lo aleinu, when you call an avil, if you can't be in person, and you make a phone call for nicham avelim, so it's a little bit awkward, right? I guess it's hard to know what. Not here to give a psak, but sometimes an avil will pick up the phone and say yes, right? Or they know who's on the phone. They have to start the conversation in some way, but we're supposed to avoid a shalom, and the person on the other end has to avoid the shalom. So again, it's this awkward statement of okay, begin speaking. Right, but if that's the best that we can do in a non nicham avelim situation, that's pretty pathetic, right? So the hello shouldn't just be begin speaking; it should be the equivalent of makabel. It's called them sirutim yafos. And I have to give credit where credit is due. This avoda was inspired by my mother. A couple of weeks ago, before we began this avoda, I called. It was a routine. I called her on a Wednesday afternoon, as I often do, and the greeting was so overwhelmingly powerful in a pick me up type of way. I said, "This has to be our avoda. This is the equivalent in the 21st century of Kabbalah called the Maseret Parim Yafos." So let's take this avoda not just the people we meet in person, but let's go to the next level and try one or two times on the phone every single day to greet someone with the extra enthusiasm that is going to make the person on the other side of the line excited themselves, and again boost their own mood and their own attitudes, and all the while doing it as the phone is ringing and I'm about to pick it up, say to myself, I'm about to speak to Etzel Kim. I'm about to speak to Etzel Kim. When I speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I say Hashem Tiftach, right? There's a lot of thought process that goes in before I open up my mouth to Ribono Shalom. There's a shtickle of that here also, and that should inform and instruct our conversation to brought to a whole different level, starting with the greeting. Adkan. I may have to leave early.